Welcome, everybody, to audio post number 2 from sportschasers.com. My name is Michael Day, and I want to talk about Major League Baseball, give a couple of suggestions on how to tweak the game to reach the quote-unquote younger generation. But before I offer my suggestions, I want to talk a little bit about my background and hopefully shed some light on how I came to the conclusion that baseball needs a little modification. I first started watching baseball when I was 7 or 8. Got to go to a game, and live and in person, baseball is really fun. Get the hot dog. And then I started playing baseball when I was a kid. Made a few all-star teams. Had the dreams of playing in Major League Baseball. Of course, that didn't pan out. That goal was reduced to playing in college. That didn't pan out either. But I still loved watching it. And where I'm going with this is that Major League Baseball shouldn't have a problem with keeping me hooked with its product, because I am a fan and I like the game and have been a fan for a while. However, I have to come to grips with the fact that there are other things going on these days, and the game hasn't adapted very well to today's world. I'm not saying you have to change everything, but I do believe that I've finally come around to the quote-unquote younger generation's view, and a few modifications are needed. And I'm going to go over 2 suggestions for Major League Baseball. Suggestion number 1 for the Major League Baseball office: institute a pitch clock. I'm thinking around 25 seconds. As soon as the catcher receives the ball, start the clock. And what this will do is it will force the pitcher to put the ball into play so the batter can actually hit it, which will then produce more plays that we as fans like to see. Home runs, extra base hits, runners trying to stretch a single into a double, and those kind of things. And I know most people are probably thinking, yeah, but the pitcher has to hold runners on base. You know, you can't just do that, because that'll mess with that. If you have 25 seconds, then the runner will know that the pitch has to go to home plate. And to that, I respond, exactly. Because one of the other exciting plays in baseball is when runners try to steal bases and the catcher throws down the second or third to try to get the out. Those are exciting plays. And that is what sports is all about, right? Entertainment. We want to see exciting plays. What we don't want to see is the following scenario. The catcher throws the ball to the pitcher. The pitcher starts his slow stroll to the mound. And let's say there's a man on first base. So the pitcher has to be aware of the man on first base. But the pitcher can still find the time to wipe the sweat off his brow with both sleeves, circle the mound, rub the baseball down, and finally get into the stretch, where he gets the sign from the catcher of what pitch they want to throw or go with. And of course, the pitcher's not happy with that, so he shakes him off a couple of times, basically saying, hey, I want another pitch. The catcher's like, why are you shaking me off? Throw the pitch, I'm telling you. I know more than you. And then by this time, the batter has decided he's done with this. He calls, or he requests time. And of course, the umpire, with nothing better to do, grants him time. So the batter steps out of the batter's box, where he decides that he needs to adjust the batting gloves. And apparently, there's a lot of different ways you can adjust batting gloves. Looks at his bat, realizes, yeah, the bat's good as it was, because I haven't had a chance to hit anything yet. Then he steps back in the batter's box. Then the process starts with the pitcher finally getting back into the stretch. But you know what happens next? The pitcher decides that the runner, who happens to be bored tears over there, the pitcher decides that the runner is taking too big of a lead, so he throws over to first. And of course, the runner has a two-step lead and gets back to first base before the throw even gets there. The first baseman is embarrassed to put the tag on the runner because he was there seconds before the throw. The pitcher gets the ball back from the first baseman, and the process starts over. And you know what did not happen here? A ball pitched to home plate to where a batter could possibly hit it, which could possibly produce a play that we want to see as a fan. And let's break it down by simple math. Let's just say that it takes 2 minutes of that action to finally produce a pitch to home plate. Well, it doesn't take too much math to figure out that if you take 20 pitches to get 3 outs, that's 40 minutes right there. And that's 40 minutes, folks, of unwatchable baseball. I mean, who wants to watch that? I can think of a lot of things I'd rather do than watch a pitcher and a batter and a catcher goofing around for 2 minutes. It's unbelievable that baseball hasn't even put in a pitch clock. This shouldn't be a request. It should already be there. Because nobody in their right mind would think, with all the other options, all the other sports that are offering instant action most of the time, would they think that this is a reliable solution or an entertainment value? It's crazy. Please, baseball, please institute a pitch clock so we can get more plays that are watchable. And not just plays. We're talking this could be exciting plays, as I said, people stealing bases, home runs, hits, good throws, good defense, anything but a blasted pitcher circling the mound, cycling through and throwing to first base on runners that aren't even taking leads. You got to do better, baseball. On to the next suggestion for Major League Baseball. Currently, the World Series is played in October, and I think this needs to be moved. We need to move this out of October because the NFL is in season. College football's got things going on. We all know that football is king. There's no reason to go up against the juggernaut that is football. Schedule the World Series to start earlier, and you might have a better chance of getting some TV slots instead of starting your games at 8:30 or 9:30. And we all know that the game in current form could last 4 hours, 5 hours. I mean, the scenarios that I described earlier are even longer at times in the World Series because the pitches are more dramatic. That's what they say. Has more drama. I'll tell you what it means. It means that you go to bed because you're tired. There's no drama when you're talking to the Z's. You know what I mean? The next thing, not only is the scheduling off by making the World Series start in October, but it's cold, man. It's cold. A lot of these cities that host the World Series, you know, because unfortunately the California teams don't win, or Arizona teams don't win all the time. No. You're stuck in some northeast city where it could snow on your summer sport. I almost feel bad for the baseball players that have to try to face 95 mile an hour fastballs all bundled up. It's crazy. There's no reason to do it. So please, start the World Series in August, late August. Let it finish up maybe the first week of September. And I think, you know, baseball will find that the ratings are a lot better. You can get better TV. And, you know, so hopefully they'll make that happen. Not really, though, because we all know that money drives the show and they make a lot of money on games. But anyway, it's always nice to dream. Those were my two suggestions. And if you're keeping score at home, to recap them, suggestion one was to institute a pitch clock to encourage the pitcher to throw the ball home to where the batter has the opportunity to hit and we can see actual real baseball plays. Secondly, get the World Series out of October so Major League Baseball does not have to deal with the juggernaut that is football and they can get primetime scheduling to where we as fans don't have to stay up past midnight to watch a World Series game. There you have it. Two simple things that could go a long way with today's audience. And I want to invite all of you to come to sportschasers.com and offer your shot of perspective. And remember, always, always follow your shot.